It's got some of the same flaws as the first Avatar, but it is a ride. It is a spectacle. It looks amazing. And as much as I am a grumpy when it comes to 3D films, no one does 3D quite like James Cameron, and no one tells stories quite like him either. Now, it's set in Pandora. Once again, we've got our heroes from the first film. They're married. They've got children. They're happy. But then those sky people, the people from Earth, come calling, and they want to use this planet because the Earth is dying. And of course, they're not exactly gentle and polite when it comes to getting what they want. So there's a conflict here again, and it pushes our heroes to the sea where much of the new film is set. Again, gorgeous, spectacular. Just can't say enough about the visuals. And James Cameron, the director, really is a fun storyteller. There are so many problems here, lots of plot holes, but he's putting on a razzle-dazzle show, and you really have to love and admire that. So for all the flaws, this is really enjoyable. I certainly recommend it. I can't imagine how different it will be at home without the 3D, without the big screen, because you want to see it in that setting as much as possible.
Can we talk about a trend that we continue to see when it comes to Avatar or Doctor Strange or something from Marvel? People are going to rush to the theaters and fill those seats. But when it comes to other, we could say, in many cases, well-made movies, Oscar bait films, it's crickets at the theater right now.
Yeah, so one thing I feared as the pandemic ebbed, and it seemed like people were indeed going back to theaters. What about the more mature, the more sophisticated, the more adult-oriented stories? Will people see them in theaters? Now, there have been select examples where they have. Elvis certainly had an older skewing audience, did very well over the summertime. The Woman King made decent amount of money at the box office. Again, older skewing, but we've seen movies like She Said and Tar and Till and The Fabelmans and Bones and All just really struggling in the marketplace. So this could be a blip, or this could be the new normal where maybe those films go straight to streaming or they pop up on video on demand services. And then the razzle dazzle, the big Marvel movies, maybe they occupy the theater. You know, it's too soon to tell, but the early indications are that could be where things are headed. Maybe the 2023 Oscar season will tell a different story.